This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. This Saturday, the Kenya Wildlife Service in Africa is planning to burn the largest amount of ivory in history. It's a move to protect elephants and rhinos from being slaughtered for their tusks and horns. Cal Poly professor Jennifer O'Leary is an honorary warden for the service and joins us in studio to help put this event in perspective. Welcome to KCBX, Jennifer.
Thanks so much. Glad to be here.
So how much ivory are we talking about, and how was it acquired?
So they're planning on building $100 million worth of ivory, which is about 100 tons. And for those who don't think in tons, a ton is 2,000 pounds. So that's a lot of elephant ivory. In addition, they're going to be burning 1.5 tons of rhinoceros ivory.
Were these all in the hands of poachers to begin with, and then they were taken away?
So actually, Kenya is doing fairly well on controlling poaching. But what is happening in Kenya is that they are an international hub for ivory that's poached in other countries and comes through their ports and airports. And Kenya is really against poaching of elephants and has taken huge efforts to find and confiscate that ivory. And that's really where this ivory comes from.
I imagine this campaign needs to be worldwide because the major buyers for black market ivory are spread around the globe. How does this global market play into what's happening on the local level when it comes to this ivory trade?
So at the local level, the people who are involved in poaching elephants and rhinoceroses are actually really, really poor people who are just looking to sustain their families. And in most cases, they're using really low-level technology like poison arrows, and they get a minimal amount of money for the ivory they sell. And so the real focus on preventing this from happening needs to be on shutting down the global market and, you know, working to apprehend the people who are selling ivory and making tremendous gains from doing that.
The Kenya Wildlife Service is hoping for a viral social media campaign with the hashtag #WorthMoreAlive. How does the burning of ivory support that statement?
So the idea is that the elephants are being killed for their tusks, and it's essentially a cuticle, like our fingernails, and that this is, you know, this is inappropriate, and that we don't need to have trinkets made from animal parts, and that it's much more valuable for society to actually leave these animals alive. And the reason they're doing this major sort of public stage event is to have, you know, people who might be thinking about buying something made out of ivory or, you know, getting involved in illegal trade really get the message that this is not acceptable and that, you know, thousands and thousands of elephants are being killed just for their tusks. It's around 20,000 elephants in any given year is killed for tusks.
The Kenya Wildlife Service, of which I mentioned you are an honorary warden, oversees several national parks. How are they protected within those borders?
The Kenya Wildlife Service is doing a number of things, and one of the things that is under discussion is whether we need to actually fence the parks. Personally, I hope it doesn't come to that, but they have a lot of teams of rangers who go out for problem animal control who will redirect wildlife that's ended up in a human settlement without killing them, and they also have extensive patrols within the parks to try to apprehend people who are involved in poaching and prevent it from happening.
Well, Cal Poly Professor Jennifer O'Leary, on this Saturday's upcoming Kenya Wildlife Service massive ivory burn, thank you so much for joining us here on KCBX.
Thanks a lot.
And you are listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White.